Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
In all the years that we've been doing second date updates, we've heard about literally hundreds of different unique date ideas.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, cooking classes, hot air balloon rides, reverse horseback riding.
Whoa, wow. Wait a minute.
That's the one where the horse rides you.
Okay.
It's a lot of work.
It's illegal in some states.
Exactly.
Yeah. But we've heard, it feels like basically everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think we've ever heard about a first date quite like the one of our listeners went out on recently. His name is Daniel.
Okay.
And I think this is something that maybe Brooke would really be into. But
all right.
We're going to find out in just a second. First, let's talk to Daniel. What's up, man? How you doing?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good.
Good, Daniel. Very formal this morning.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like that about Daniel.
Yes.
So we'll get to your date in just a second. First, tell us about the girl you went out with. What's her name?
Her name is Olive Vera.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Olive Vera?
Like olive, like the
food
you eat, but it sounds like aloe vera.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a calamine lotion kind of. I noted that when I met her.
Sounds like some sort of dish soap.
Yeah. She sounds
don't knock it. I kind of like it.
Okay.
I'm into nature names.
Nature names.
Okay.
How'd you meet Olive Vera?
Well, that's also another kind of strange thing, too, because I met her outside of a flower shop.
Okay.
Outside.
I was getting flowers for my mother, and I don't normally ever do anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, well, she's really attractive. So I was like, oh, do you recommend any type of bouquet to get?
Did your voice get two octaves deeper as well when you asked her?
Well, I tried to make my voice deeper than it actually is. Because when I'm, like, ordering stuff out at a bar, my voice hits this octave that I hate because I go higher usually.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be conscious to keep my voice low.
All right.
It's always good to hit the flower shop right before you go to the bars to balance it out. How did that conversation with Olive Vera go?
Well, it was good because she was like, oh, I recommend this thing. And we just chit-chatted. And,
That's cute.
Okay.
It sounds like it was a real, like, natural...
icebreaker.
Yeah, totally.
It was. It really was. And so I was like, oh, okay, well, would you, again, lower voice. I was like, would you mind if I called you sometime?
Good one.
All right.
She giggled because she was like, you said that really weird. But I would enjoy that very much.
Good.
Yeah, so far so good.
Dude, it also helps that you were doing like a good thing. You were out buying flowers for your mom. Like, that's really sweet that some other girl caught you in the middle.
That'd be a green flag.
Right.
Is what we call that. That's a green flag right there.
I've never heard what the opposite of a red flag is.
Well, I just made it up. That's why.
I like it. Yeah.
And so you said that you took her out on a unique date. What did you guys end up doing?
I decided, I was like, we're going to go mine for gold.
Wait.
Whoa!
Dude, that is an awesome date.
Do people still do that?
Yeah, a lot.
Okay, you can buy a bag of sand. I'm not lying.
Right.
You can buy stuff online and you can do it yourself, like a DIY thing.
Like a pan?
You can have a pan. They have bags of like riverbank sediment that you can buy.
I did that on like a third grade field trip once.
It's awesome! Where'd you do it at? Was it a place or did you do it at your house?
Well, no. So that's the thing. I was like, well, we could do that, but I would much rather wear those big, huge rubber boots and be standing in a river and with a professional.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to
You're sleuth. Choosing to do that.
This is it.
Okay. You don't think that sounds fun? You like money.
Mean,
that's what they're looking for.
I'm like,
they're looking for
giving
gold.
Money, not doing hard work.
Just give her the money once you're done hunting it.
What did Olive Vera think about the date? How was her interaction?
That's, I guess, why I'm calling you guys, is because so we're in the river, right? There's some light splashing going on. We're flirting. She's, by the way, she's loving it.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And at a certain point, as I'm talking, I note, like, she's kind of, like, further away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of weird. But I keep talking, and then she slowly just, like, drifted away.
Like caught in a current?
Yeah, like...
No, I'm not explaining this right. So... She is kind of like staying there and I'm kind of going away. But from my perspective, it looked like that.
Okay, so
you're
choosing different areas to pan for gold.
I see.
Yeah.
Maybe if you explained it in your deep voice, it would come through a little more clearly.
Right, so I'm going around the bend And now all of a sudden, I can't see her anymore. And now I'm with these people that are also panning for a goal. I'm like, oh my God, I need to get back to her.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, the definitely date is more important than the gold.
Yeah.
Exactly, at this point. And so I get out of the river and I go back to where we were, and she's not there.
What? Oh. Okay. I mean, maybe she just got out to go to the bathroom or something, right?
Sure.
Well, that's what I thought. So I asked one of the employees, I said, hey, did you see the woman I was with? And the guy was like, yeah, she left.
What do you mean she left?
Oh, what?
What?
So, yeah, no, she apparently went to one of the employees and asked them to call her a cab.
What?
And I called her. I left two voicemails. And she has yet to pick up any of those calls.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know. Some women could get really mad that you took the attention off of her.
Like I
you,
would. Yep. Yeah.
Like that you're like, what? I thought we were doing this together. And all of a sudden, you're around the corner, and I'm just standing here by myself.
It has to be something.
But maybe there's a more logical explanation. Like, what if she dropped her phone in the river and didn't know where he was, and all she could do was, like, go and see if maybe she can get a cab on her own. Thought he left.
Not bad.
That's where my thought first went, but then I was like, well, she should have a new phone by now.
If we call her, and a fish answers, we'll know that that's what happened, Jeffrey.
There we go. Yeah. Let's find out. We're going to play a song, we'll come back, and we'll get you your second date update. All right, man?
Thank you so much.
All right, hold on. I think we're going to title this second date update Panning for Love.
Aww.
It's already a success, even if we can't get them to go out on a date just from the title alone. But if you missed the first part, one of our listeners, Daniel, took a woman named Oliveira out to pan for gold in the middle of a river outside town. He said they were actually having a pretty good time, but they got separated in their search for treasure. So Daniel went looking around, but never was able to find her. And he later learned that Oliveira asked one of the employees to call her a cab. And she hasn't responded to any of Daniel's texts or voicemails since. So he's reached out to us for help in getting some answers. And Daniel, I never asked, did you end up walking away with any gold that day?
Good question.
Sadly, I did not.
Yeah.
You missed out on two treasures then.
Yeah.
I keep saying that. No one mentioned, but she could have just found a huge gold pile and wanted to get out of there right away because she's rich now.
Yeah, but she's...
She disappeared off the map, guys.
I don't think so.
If she did, then I want the date that much more.
Yeah, right.
Now that she's rich.
Good call, Daniel.
All right.
I didn't think of that.
Well, let's not waste any more time. I'm going to dial Oliveira's number. We're going to try and get you your second date update. You ready?
I really hope that she answers for you because she's sure as hell not answering for me.
All right, well, let's give it our best shot. Here we go.
Hello?
Okay.
Hi. This is off to a good start already. I'm looking for Oliveira.
Yes, this is Oliveira.
Hi, Oliveira. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
You know who we are?
Yes, I do. I listen to you guys.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. So
always after work and before work and
cool.
All throughout the
week. We appreciate that.
Well, I sound like a little bit of a stalker now. A little bit too invested.
We do have a podcast.
I will take it.
Okay. But then if you're a listener, you're probably familiar with a segment we do called the Second Date Update.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're calling you because one of our listeners reached out hoping to get in touch with you, and you've been blowing him off lately. His name is Daniel.
Why would he want to talk with me, my God?
Really?
Oh, he likes
Do you really think that lowly of yourself? Like,
yeah.
He thinks you're awesome.
Oh, no. It's just really strange what happened. So, I told you, I've heard you guys do these before, so I'm just very curious what he told you.
Well, basically, he said that he took you out to pan for gold in a place just outside of town.
Which sounded like a really fun date.
Yeah.
Depending who you ask.
To me.
He painted it as a really nice time, and you guys were having fun splashing around in the river, and you got separated for a little bit. Am I already wrong?
Yes. No, that's all right.
So why are you laughing then?
I can't believe he would tell you what happened.
Well, it sounded fun, like you were flirting and like, splashing each other.
Just like that.
Aren't you cute?
Well, did he mention that we went for a couple of beers at the saloon?
beforehand?
Yeah, at the Gold Rush place, there was a saloon. And...
Oh, cool.
He did not mention that, but that actually makes the date sound even better to me.
Yeah.
I could get behind if I was drinking.
Couple of brews, some gold.
Why
let's
is
go.
That a bad thing?
Well, let's just say we had a couple beers, and we were off on our way to go mine this gold. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then he turns back, and he says, you know what? I'm going to do this like the old miners would and takes down some shots.
Oh!
By himself?
Yeah. He orders two and downs them both.
Dang!
Rude.
Sounds fun.
I don't know. That's a red flag. It's fun if you do it as a group. It's not, it's like a problem if you're drinking shots by yourself.
Maybe he's nervous.
That's
maybe
fair.
He's nervous and he's worried, like, he wants to be impressive to you.
But he's already
she could take
beers.
Two shots, too.
Yeah, but why didn't he ask you? Do you know?
Yeah, that's the question.
I'm not really sure. It just was the first kind of like, oh, okay, well, you know, let me just overlook this and let's keep going.
Right.
Yeah. That was the first.
Yeah. And so we get to this place where we're mining, and then before I knew it, he was gone. And I was like, oh, God.
Yeah,
he mentioned you guys got separated.
Yeah, we definitely got separated, and then I walk out of the water, and this guy comes up to me who's not Daniel, and he's like, your boyfriend's sick in the head.
Whoa.
Was he
sick?
Was it like, haha, jokey, or?
No, he was angry, like, yelling, and I was like, what?
Why?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, he's not my boyfriend. What happened?
Yeah, what did happen?
Well, he had his pants dropped and said, oh, I'm panning for gold, and had his junk on the pan and said, look, I found a nugget.
No. Oh,
what?
My God.
No.
Wait a second.
Whoa.
He dropped his pants and put his junk on the dish?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that would make gold mining more exciting, I guess.
So that's what the guy said, but I didn't see it.
Oh,
so I was just
goodness.
Like, let me just get out of here because I do not want to deal with someone who can't handle their liquor like this.
Okay.
And it shows me his junk.
I mean, uncomfortable.
That is weird.
It's weird, but it sounds a little far-fetched. I don't know if I actually...
How do you not believe that?
Well, do you just immediately believe that?
Well, fine. Ask him.
I think we should ask him, Olivera, because, as you probably already know, Daniel's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk with you.
Oh, my God. I forgot you guys do that part.
Yeah.
Hi, Olivera. I'm really... sorry, I don't really know what to say. I'm really, really embarrassed, and I can't believe I did that. And I didn't know that you saw that.
I didn't see it. Someone told me, thank God.
Oh, my gosh.
That's almost worse.
Yeah. But at least it was impressive enough where another guy had to brag to you about it. So maybe there's
there
a possibility.
Go. I don't think it was a brag.
I can't believe you're admitting this happened. Gosh.
Well... the thing is, I didn't eat that day, and so, like, those shots went right through me, and I was just so nervous, because she's so pretty, and I just...
What?
So
you're
I
so...
whip my junk
so...
out.
I'm so nervous. There's these strangers standing around me, and I think, what else could I do but pull my pants down?
That's what I do when I'm nervous. I flash strangers.
Put it right on the pan.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting even more weird.
For real.
In college, I used to do that. All the time, like I was known as this guy who was pretty outrageous. And you know, and whenever we would have like a rager, like a raging party,
love those.
They would expect it, and they'd be like, "Yeah, well, let's go pan for gold, pan for gold, pan for gold."
I can see that.
Yeah,
dude.
It was like a chant.
Oh,
okay.
No.
For the record, everyone here is all embarrassed. I love the joke, bro.
I mean, it's the timing that's
exactly.
the issue.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
If it was at a party and you're in college, and
I would chant
rager,
that too.
Yeah,
right,
I would
but
too. I'd be next
not
to
gold panning
with strangers sober in the middle of a day, standing in a river. Like it's a.
Well, I'm glad you guys are all enjoying this because I don't think this would be funny anywhere in college on a river. It doesn't matter to me.
Well, now you're just being harsh.
No.
Daniel, you put yourself in a pretty big hole here. Can you try and dig yourself out? No pun intended.
I liked it.
I'm embarrassed that I did that. I mean, I see Olivera's point, but I still really like you.
No.
And
yeah.
I'm admitting that it was wrong.
Okay.
Oh, buddy.
That's a big move, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know that he made a mistake, he's owning up to it,
sure.
and he wants to do better next time.
Yeah.
So Olivera... Well, actually, before I ask, I need to know, Daniel, do you have your pants on right now?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
Everything is on.
He sounds
Look
sober.
At that. He's a changed man, Olivera. And with that said, we would love to send you two on a second date, and we'll pay for it.
No, I'm not chaperoning someone anymore. I'm also over people getting drunk on dates and then, like, I become a mother.
Well, what if he doesn't drink?
What if you drink?
I can stand by
Listen,
that.
Listen, on the date, I will show you the party trick.
Oh, what? No. Whoa. That is not what, how did you interpret that that's what she wanted?
It's the opposite of what I was saying.
Yeah, don't
you? Look, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying it's pretty impressive.
Oh, my God.
Party trick. Party trick.
Okay, party. Yeah. What is it? Pan for gold. Pan for gold.
I'm hanging up now.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Please don't listen to other stations.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.